Thanks for listening to today's message. We hope that it will encourage you and help you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.
Today we relight the candle of hope and expectation. Let this candle remind us of the great hope we have in Christ the Messiah and in God's promises. Today we also relight the candle of preparation and peace. Our scripture reading comes from Isaiah 40:3-5.
In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
As we light the candle of preparation and peace, let it remind us to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ.
Let us pray. Dear God, please prepare our hearts by the reading and teaching of your word and the convictions of your spirit, that high and proud thoughts may be brought down and crooked and rugged tempers made straight and softened, that our hearts will be hardened against materialism and self-indulgence, that good desires will be planted and our hearts softened towards the disadvantaged and the oppressed. Help us to be agents of justice, to prepare the way and bring peace to others throughout the world, to those in refugee camps, wars, or natural disasters, those orphaned, alone, or suffering illness, those suffering discrimination from race or sexual orientation, those imprisoned, hungry, or homeless. The road to peace is difficult and complicated, Lord, but you identify with the oppressed. Lead us, God, through your wisdom and Christ's example to each play our part, being your hands and feet here on earth. And may your peace, which is beyond understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in you.
We are looking for the Rome family who are going to take us through the candle lighting. Here they come. You might want to give a hand for these handsome young men.
The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at the time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteous Savior.
We relight the candle of hope and expectation, recalling God's promise to send a Savior. As we relight the candle of preparation and peace, remember the voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Now we relight the candle of proclamation and joy. May our hearts be forever filled with the joy of his coming. Let us pray. Father, we are filled with joy because we have hope and peace that you have sent your Son for all that believe. Help us to be the voices that proclaim grace and truth. In Christ's name we pray. Everybody said, Amen.
Well, what a beautiful morning to be together. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ann Donkers. My husband and I are interim pastors here and loving Comox Pentecostal. And a joy to do Christmas season together with you. Now, I promised you last week I was only going to speak for 10 minutes. Do you still believe in miracles? I came home from the production last night and was working on what I was going to say this morning, and I don't know, I think Anton maybe thought it might go a little past 10. But Friday night, when I got up after the production just to bring some closing remarks, I was at best 3 or 4 minutes, I think, Esther. And the Lord's. Esther had asked me to speak just 3 or 4 minutes, and I was honored to do that. And after the production was over, somebody came up to me and said, "Wow, I told Esther for sure you'd be 10 minutes. Come on. So I'm just going to speak on 2 words from Advent this morning. Last week we had the McTavishes. That was wonderful. But we've been lighting our Advent calendar. And so I'm going to speak on the 2 words. We missed the word. We did the calendar last week. It was the calendar, the preparation of peace. And this week, the candle, I keep saying calendar, I don't know why. We lit the candle of the preparation of peace. And this week, we lit the candle of joy. Christmas is a season of joy because of who has come into Christmas. And so let's talk for a minute now. Let me just see. It's 1047.36. Okay. Let's just talk for a minute. Before I start, don't start your timers yet. We are making this into a special family communion. Calvin and Claire Farnell are going to join myself and Anton and Pastor Trevor, and Karen is going to join Pastor Trevor. His wife is working today, and we'll forgive her and let her go. But we're going to be here, and we're going to ask you to personally come and share communion with us this morning. So I'll explain more. That's why you've only got 10 minutes this morning. On your mark, get set, and go. We're going to talk about peace this morning. The scripture last week was, "In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground become level, the rugged places a plain." I love the rest of this verse. "And the glory of the Lord will be revealed." Amen? "And all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." In our lives, when the rough places become plain, when the valleys are, the mountains are made low, and when the valleys are raised up, it's an indication of peace. It's an indication of the peace of God. And one of the reasons we talk about the peace of God at Christmas is because Jesus had been prophesied back in Isaiah, I've talked it all weekend, about being the Prince of Peace. And when we talk about peace in Scripture, we're talking about that word shalom that comes out of the original Hebrew. The word shalom is so much more than peace. We think of peace in our North American mindset as, I'm at peace. There's nothing on my mind. I haven't got any pressure. There's no deadlines to meet. That is not what peace means. Peace means being uninjured and safe and sound. Peace is what happens when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you surrender your life to Him. Jesus, come in, and in my life, be the Prince of Peace. You see, we live in a broken world, and so we must deal with the things of this world. We are spirit. If I were to operate on you today, and trust me, you don't want me to because I faint anytime a needle comes in the room. But if I didn't and were to operate on you, I could see your organs and veins and arteries, but I could not find your spirit. Yet it is your spirit that God has redeemed. When somebody goes home, when they die, let's use the word, we dress it up so pretty, but when somebody dies, their spirit, if they know Jesus, is present with Him. I can only imagine. Yesterday was my father's 93rd birthday and the 16th anniversary of his passing away. Who dies on their birthday except my little English father? But I am telling you, as my brother and his wife were singing happy birthday to him in Ontario, and I'm flying to get there as fast as I can, and made it, we had an hour and 15 minutes, and the peace of God that was in that room, and that entered that room when my father breathed his last breath. I love him dearly, but I do not wish him back. He is in the presence of Jesus this morning. And that is our ultimate peace. That is our ultimate destination. That's why when Jesus says in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." I don't give it as the world gives it. The world's peace is based on circumstances. If today goes well, we'll be at peace. No, today, can I use that word? All H-E double hockey sticks could break out in your life. But it doesn't change the Prince of Peace who dwells in you by his Holy Spirit. And so while we are people who live with deadlines and live with things in the world and have to do and be and tire and are busy, there is an internal shalom within us. We are safe. We are sound. We are whole. If you get nothing else from this message this morning, let me give you the point. You are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And because you have given your lives to Jesus, and if you haven't, oh, trust me, I will give you an opportunity. But because those of you who have given your lives to Jesus, your spirit is redeemed. It is new. You have peace. Church, let's live like it. See, we don't go around as the world goes around. Oh, it's terrible. Yes, Jesus is coming soon, did you know? I watch the news and something in my spirit stirs and it says, oh, Lord Jesus, you're up to something. The world is a mess, but our Savior is a glorious risen King, and he's coming back for us. You see, when you have the peace of God dwelling within you, when you know the Prince of Peace, then there is joy. Joy, unspeakable joy. I've been singing that song this week in my head, and forgive my voice, I was knocked off with a cold a week or so ago, and it's I believe it's gone, but I have the leftover bark. My bark is worse than my bite this morning. But there is this joy unspeakable. And you can't explain it. You see, Paul talks about joy. And we read the scripture this morning, Jeremiah 33. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made. See, God is a God who keeps his promises. And the Prince of Peace says, if you invite me in, I will come and bring shalom to you. And I will bring joy to you. And God is a God who keeps his promises. The angels came and announced the birth of the Savior. Glad tidings of great joy. I think believers should be just dancing up, and I can't dance, but I try. But I think believers need to be so excited. You see, if we saw Jesus for who he is, nobody would be able to pull us down. I believe we've made him into a North American God, and he is not bound by our North American rules. He is not bound by our concept of who he is. He is the very God of joy. I speak joy into you because I am the Prince of Peace. That scripture in Isaiah says, I am mighty God. Come on, folks. Mighty God is on our team. Come on. Mighty God is on our team. Better still, we're on his team. Oh, this is good. I'm having a good time this morning. But I want you to get this. How many of you got up this morning and said, Holy Spirit, what are you up to? I want to be with you. I confess I didn't. I got up and started coughing and had a good cup of coffee. But see, how many of you get up in the morning? This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice in him. And I'm going to be on his team because the Prince of Peace, who has me safe, uninjured, whole, and sound, dwells within me by his Spirit. Therefore, I have joy. Amen. Look out, world. Comox Pentecostal is coming for you today. Look out, world. I have joy. The psalmist says in Psalm 28, the Lord is my strength and shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy. And with my song, I praise him. You see, here's the bottom line, and I got 2 minutes left. I'm watching. And I want to be careful how I say this. Because I understand there are times in life when sorrow is overwhelming. If you lose somebody special, sorrow is overwhelming. If you lose your job or your finance, there are times in life when the hardships are overwhelming. But yet, at the same time, those are the moments when you go inside first and say, Holy Spirit, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Paul often opened his letters to the Philippians and Colossians, and he did in Ephesians as well. And he says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Why do we have joy this morning? Why do we have peace this morning? Because as God's people, we are so full of his Spirit that it cannot be contained. Grace and peace to you, church, in our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you. Paul says in Ephesians 1, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Because of Jesus. Why are we going to have communion this morning? Because of Jesus. Why do we have joy? Because of Jesus. Why do we have peace? Because of Jesus. Why do we have hope? Because of Jesus. Why do we have a future? Because of Jesus. Why do we look forward to heaven? Because of Jesus. Why do we have a grateful heart today? Because of Jesus. Oh, that felt good. Can I just leap for joy a little bit this morning? Honey, come on up here. We're going to dance. No, I'm only kidding. We're going to enter into communion, and we're going to do it a little differently. Anton, maybe you and James would bring the communion table up. I'm going to ask somebody up there to light those candles. They're electronic. If you're close to the front, would you just light those candles that are on the other side? Claire, as one of your last official duties, I'm going to ask you to get the lighter and light these candles right here, my friend. I'm going to invite Pastor Trevor to come and join me and invite you folks to stand for just a minute. You've been sitting for a while. By the way, I love this guy. I love this guy. He's a good man. Come on, say thanks to Pastor Trevor. Come on. So we're going to read some passages this morning. Because it's Christmas, we're going to read passages. And you know, it's good to stand for the reading of the word. Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 33. The angel came to Mary and said to Mary, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.
Reading from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 to 23. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. And this is a great part. Because he will save his people from their sins.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
See, these scriptures clearly give us a picture of the one who has come to restore order, the one who's come to give us shalom, peace, and wholeness, and joy.
Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. The oath he swore to our father Abraham to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. Let's pray. Oh God, thank you so much for this gift of Jesus. Lord, the Savior of the world.
Yes.
Means so much to us. Lord, even this time of Advent, Lord, that you'd help us to remember this, the greatest gift that has ever been given.
Mm.
Lord, we thank you for this church. We thank you for this time that we could just remember what you have done for us on that cross, Lord. We thank you for our families that are represented. We pray, Lord, that there will be peace, that there will be joy because of you in our life, Lord. Lord, you know the things, you know what's going on. We pray, Lord, that you would just help us to show us, Lord, that you are in control. We thank you for this church. We thank you that we're a lighthouse on 1919 Guthrie Road. Lord,
yes,
that we
Jesus.
Would be an example, that we would be a light in Comox. We thank you for this church, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So, Father, as we remember communion today, remember your death and resurrection, Jesus. We pray that at this moment it will bring life again to us as we celebrate all that you gave. If you are here this morning and not part of this church, but you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are more than welcome to come. If you don't know Jesus, if you haven't accepted him into your life, now's the time to pray with me. Say simply, "Lord Jesus, this Christmas season, I would like you to come into my life. I would like you to forgive me of my sin. Bring me into wholeness. Bring me into shalom with you. I surrender my life to you, and I look forward to eternity in your presence. In Jesus' name." If you prayed that prayer this morning, the Spirit of God, shalom, has come to you, and I'll guarantee you're feeling it right now. Now, we're going to go out, and we have juice, coffee, treats, all kinds of stuff in the foyer. It's a party. But let me just bless you before you go. Now may the hope of Jesus, the shalom of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, and the love of God the Father and the Holy Spirit be yours today and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening to today's message. We hope that it encouraged you as you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.